Welcome back to Coastline. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis Hilburn. And with me in the studio today are Tony Rivenbark of Thalian Hall and Shane Fernando of Cape Fear Community College's Humanities and Fine Arts Center. We're talking about arts in the local economy and what a large state-of-the-art venue will do for the region. If you have a question or comment, we'd like to hear from you. 910-343-1138. You can send an email to coastline@whqr.org or tweet us using coastlinehq. And Tony Rivenbark, so that we can sort of get a picture of the differences between, say, Thalian Hall Center for the Performing Arts and this new Fine Arts Center downtown. You mentioned a 600-seat theater versus a 1,600-seat theater, but what are some of the other important differences in these venues?
Well, the stage, the size of the stage. The proscenium opening at Thalian Hall is 32 feet and it's 30 feet deep. We can do dance, but we have to scale back dance, and there are some companies that it won't work. Symphony orchestra, we can't house a symphony orchestra. A major concert artist of a certain level of fee is going to make the tickets too expensive with a 646 seat, which actually is the maximum total number of seats in Thalian Hall. We're really a 575 seat house because it's talking about the main floor and the first balcony. So the stage is the next biggest change in the two venues. And then the feeling and of the space, there's a lot of lobby space, there's a lot of public space with this building, with the new building, that is going to be very enjoyable to the patrons. So I think the experience is going to be different. I've taken one tour through it, and what has surprised me is that it is far more intimate than it sounds like it would be at 1,600 seats, because that's one of the things that we treasure about Thalian Hall is the intimacy of the artist and the performer. But the new hall, as large as it is, still is not so, you don't feel like you're, you know, in another land from the stage.
Shane, I was speaking with Michael Sapp, who runs the Odell Williamson Auditorium at Brunswick Community College, which is a comparable size, but obviously won't be as new and state-of-the-art. And he said during the last season, they did about $500,000 in box office receipts. And Keenan Auditorium's total audience impact for the last year was approximately, it was around that same number. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're expecting to do with this new venue? Have you made projections like that?
I have not made projections at this point of what our box office take will be. But I do, anticipate to, be at that level or, above, granted the size, but also the state of the art of the facility, the technology that will be present there is unmatched in this region. Though there are, facilities that are, close to this size east of Durham, there's nothing that will be this size but also have the stage technology to complement that. And by having both of those coupled will definitely bring in a higher caliber of performance that we have not seen here before. So I definitely do see that exceeding it, as I, sit here from this vantage point. But once I have, do further research and have, that data, I'll be able to make solid projections.
It's still very preliminary. Right. I realize that.
Yes.
What you talk about the caliber of performance. What are we talking about that we can't attract here right now? Bill Cosby, for instance, just came to Odell Williamson during their last season, and that was a huge hit. What are we missing out on?
It's not an issue of attracting. Artists will go wherever they're paid. You can book, Pavarotti in your living room if you can afford it.
I wonder what that would cost.
that's really the issue. So it's all about the numbers of the number of seats, what that artist can bring in. We had an artist group that we brought in several years, Leahy, out of Canada. We brought them in before they really hit. And the bigger they became, the higher their fee. They would continue to come to Thalian Hall at a reduced fee out of loyalty, in a sense, since we first presented them. And then one year we co-presented them with the university out at Keenan with a larger hall. But they're artists like that. They've just become out of our of our realms, but 1,600 seats, then that would be, if we decided we wanted to bring Leahy back, you know, this might be an opportunity to co-present with the community college and combine, have a combined concert, in a sense, representing both entities, do a co-production of Leahy in the new hall, because we would have enough seats to do it.
So that makes sense in terms of being able to combine your planning and your
negotiating
power.
There are opportunities.
Yes.
It's not that we would necessarily do that. It just depends. But the opportunities for what's out there to bring in that's touring in our area, because that's usually the fee is going to be a little lower if they're touring in this area than if they're coming in just for one gig. That's more expensive. It's a very complicated process, and I certainly can't go into detail of that.
Well, let me ask you this. The North Carolina Symphony, for instance, mm-hmm. when that group comes here, they play Keenan.
Yes.
Does this mean that you, Shane, will have competition with Keenan for performances like that?
I mean, in terms of having performances that compete against the North Carolina Symphony?
That compete with Keenan Auditorium, for instance.
Keenan Auditorium is a great space, but it is limited in the technological capabilities. You cannot put a touring Broadway, full-scale Broadway production onto Keenan Auditorium stage. Even when the North Carolina Symphony comes, they have to tent outside of the backstage to house their instruments and the musicians because of the lack of backstage space. And so that is a large challenge there. And so that is a definitive difference between what can be done at Keenan and what can be done at Cape Fear. Keenan is an exceptional space, and it does excellent programming, but it is hindered by its technological and backstage capabilities.
So then let's talk about making the pie bigger, because mm-hmm. this is one of the challenges when the notion of a baseball stadium was brought before voters. And that referendum, you know, there was the question on the ballot, will Wilmington City residents pay a higher property tax to invest in a baseball stadium? And one of the big questions and the points opponents would make was, well, we don't have enough of an audience for that. We'd have to draw from other areas, and the Durham Bulls are doing very well. Mm-hmm. So competing against the Durham Bulls is probably not realistic. And I'm not saying that's why that was defeated, but is that a reasonable analogy? Do you see a parallel there? What about DPAC, Durham Performing Arts Center?
Well, I think that's I've been in close talks with DPAC since taking this position, and we're looking at coordinating, down the road a lot of our programming. And that is something, if you look at the numbers of people from our region who leave the Wilmington and Cape Fear region and go to Durham for a DPAC production, imagine keeping those dollars home and keeping them, investing them here in downtown Wilmington. And so if we're able to, we're in talks now to route a lot of DPAC caliber performances to the new Performing Arts Center, that pie is already, it's the same size. We're not having to expand the pie. We'll just be keeping the dollars here and actually keeping things local, which is wonderful, and then actually working with DPAC to drive down artist fees, because there's another venue added to the block booking of these artists. So they're happy, and then we're happy, because our community will be able to have that level of performance here.
So just to be clear, you're saying that an act that is booked at the Durham mm-hmm. Performing Arts Center could conceivably also be booked
Absolutely.
At CFCC's new Fine Arts Center.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've increased everybody's negotiating power.
Yes.
And you're also saying that the audience base is here.
It's here.
Right now they're being drawn to other places.
They travel to Durham, and, they spend money in restaurants and hotels there, and they can spend money in the restaurants downtown.
The audience base continues to increase. I mean, last year we did 1,130,000 in ticket sales at Thalian Hall, and this is in a little 600-seat hall. If you look at the figures that the city's providing, in over the next few decades, we're going to have something like 55,000 more people move in this area. We're going to have housing units for 35,000 more people. That's just in Wilmington alone. And then you look at Brunswick County and Pender County and Onslow County. We are already drawing from as far south as Myrtle Beach and as far north as Atlantic Beach. on a regular basis for events at Thalian Hall, if you have name artists that really capture people's imagination at the new hall, then you're going to have people coming from those areas too. So the pie gets bigger. And that would be the focus of all our energies, is to make the pie bigger, because we all want to thrive.
We have an email from Paul. He says, this is very exciting for the Northside revitalization. Congratulations to Shane. His question, will there be a special rate for... He's already negotiating. No. There's a special rate for local nonprofits who may want to bring in a speaker to the theater that they believe will attract a larger audience. I'm sure rates are not set yet, but I'm interested to see how the new venue wants to act as a community partner besides just with CFCC. And this goes to the public access question.
Absolutely. And it will be a... it is a community space. You know, it's a public building. It's a community space. It obviously, Cape Fear Community College will have its programming, but we'll also have developing the rates, and we will have at this point it looks like a for-profit rate, a nonprofit rate, and then a rate for the school system, and so that is what we're looking at right now. But so yes, there will be a special lower rate for nonprofits, absolutely.
You're listening to Coastline. We're talking about the potential impact of a brand new 1,500-seat theater in downtown Wilmington. Will the new venue mean more competition for smaller theaters, or will it expand the audience for everyone? If you work in the performing arts community or you're a regular patron of the arts, tell us what you think. You can give us a call at 910-343-1138 or send an email to coastline@whqr.org. You can also tweet us using coastlinehqr. And we have another email from Michael. He says, I'm much enjoying the discussion with Tony and Shane. As a recent transplant to Wilmington, welcome, and a theater buff, I think the new theater at CFCC is awesome for a city this size. It may bring a new caliber of talent to Wilmington and increase the draw to downtown. I can't wait for it to open. How long do you think it'll actually take to change the face of downtown, and what kind of changes do you think we'll see? Aside from the skyline,
well, that's you know, when you're talking to looking in a crystal ball and tell you the future, I was Professor Marvel in Wizard of Oz, but I didn't bring my crystal ball.
Yes, you were, and you were wonderful.
No, thank
Tony.
You. So, I think it's exciting for what might be, and we certainly spend a lot of time talking as we get to actually start looking at the season for Thalian Hall, the main attraction seasons for 2015-16, the season for the community college, and what Shane has in mind there, and what and how to fit the schools thing, and then see how that goes. We got to get through that first, and then we will begin to continue to work and look at the future. One thing I think we're going to see probably a stronger focus on film at Thalian Hall, because that is still it's an important part of Wilmington's life. We're looking at the studio theater. We're looking at improvements there because we've had such success with film, and that's increasingly important in historic theaters all across the country, that unique space to see film. So, I think the discussions we're having, we're already looking at tweaking and adjusting and changing a little bit to make sure that, Thalian Hall needs to remain relevant and will be. And the new hall needs to work as well, and there's just so many opportunities, and that's what's going on now, is really this discussion. So it's hard to say what's it going to look like in 5 years. It certainly would be a different downtown. I think we're going to see a lot more restaurants, and I love all the restaurants I go to them, but I'm looking forward to having new places to go eat. And with all these new customers coming in, we're going to probably see some more restaurants. So I think that's something we might look forward to. And I think watching the whole north end of the city grow and develop, the marina that's going in there, the hotel, watching more activities in the convention center, all of that is very exciting. So we're glad to be, basically right there, looking at that from our front porch.
So will this new venue bolster business for the new convention center? Is there a connection?
Possibly.
It's opportunities. Mm-hmm. You know, once the facility's in place and functioning, then there become all kinds of opportunities. And I don't necessarily know what they are, but we certainly are talking about them. But the critical mass of activity, one thing feeds the other. Mm-hmm. So the more things there are there. Recently, I think it was TripAdvisor online said the number one site to visit in Wilmington was Thalian Hall. I thought that was just absolutely adorable.
That's gold.
You know, that's great.
That's really gold. Let's talk a little bit about what the arts mean for an economy, just from a more global perspective.
Yes.
The State Arts Council has said the presence of creative workers is strongly associated with rising household incomes. There's a definite correlation between a thriving local economy and the depth of its cultural life. They also say that visitors spend more in counties with higher numbers of creative professionals. Shane, how have you seen that borne out in your time working in the arts here?
Wilmington, you know, the Cape Fear region has a vibrant arts community, and we're very, very blessed to be in such a community in terms of the music, the film, the theater. It's unmatched when you look at other historic theaters around the country and what they do. Toadie and I just went to the League of Historic American Theaters, and it's interesting just seeing how unique Thalian Hall is with the type of the diversity of programming that Thalian Hall does and can support, and that the community supports this diversity of programming from film and live theater and music. And so it's thrilling about that. But then also the, you know, in terms of economics, you know, from 2008 to 2013, the second largest driver in job creation were the arts and entertainment industry in the Cape Fear region. It was real estate, and then arts and entertainment was number two. That speaks volumes to direct, you know, job creation, and that comes from the latest study that the city and county governments did.
Well, speaking about job creation and the arts, we've recently had news that the film incentive is likely to stay, this grant program that was proposed. And, you know, there have been hints that there might be something else, but it still isn't going to change from a grant program. If that changes the face of the film industry here, how will that exodus possibly of film community people affect the local arts scene and the economy?
I think it clearly would be a factor. I mean, there's no question about it. This community, that has been really good for this part of the world and for the state in general. You know, I'm not going to pretend that I'm not passionately supportive of the film industry, because we have seen the kind of influence it's had on attracting such wonderful and creative people in all forms of creativity to this community. And that creates that wonderful kind of cauldron of arts bubbling away. It'll still continue, and I think we'll still see film work continue here. But I think that it's important for hopefully our leaders to understand, our elected officials, how important the film industry is to the state, and it continues to go on. It will have an effect if it goes away, but we had a thriving arts community before film came, and we will have one afterwards. So we'll have to just see how that works out too.
And just briefly, we're going to go to break in just a minute or so. Chamber Music Wilmington went on hiatus. There was a reorganization. Mm-hmm. We've heard they may be coming back. Unofficial news there. We don't know. Opera Wilmington just opened, just had their debut at the Merry Widow.
Yes. Very excited. Couldn't get tickets to it. Yep. I wanted to go. I just think that's fantastic. And that's been something that's been missing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Coastline. Tony Rivenbark of Thalian Hall Center for the Performing Arts, thank you for joining us today. And Shane Fernando from Cape Fear Community College's Humanities and Fine Arts Center, thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Coming up next, Gwenifer Roller joins us to explain why she's adapting the worst movie ever made to the stage, Deathbed, The Bed That Eats. And we'd like to hear from you. Call us at 343, send emails, 343-1138. You can send, how about the whole phone number there? You can send emails to coastline@whqr.org or tweet us at coastlinehqr. This is Coastline.